Next up, we paid a visit to PhD student David Weston from Cambridge University for his top neuroscience stories for the month.
I've come across a paper from a group of Spanish scientists investigating how music could be of benefit to stroke patients. So Julia Amengual and his colleagues at the Cognition and Brain Plasticity Group in Barcelona have been looking at a recently developed rehabilitation technique called music-supported therapy. And this has been designed to help stroke sufferers with their motor skills, so increasing the control of their muscles in their arms and fingers. Now, stroke is caused by starving the brain of oxygen, and it's typically the result of reduced blood flowing to the brain as a result of a blood clot. Now, the resulting brain damage can have an impact on a variety of different brain functions, from things like deficits in speech and language to your fine motor control. So following a stroke, the brain undergoes a really interesting period of reorganization, where parts of the brain attempt to take on the functions of other lost parts of the brain, and this is often known as cortical plasticity. And previous studies have shown that considerable plasticity is required to regain fine motor control, so the ability to control your fingers following a stroke.
So is there anything that people that have had strokes can do in order to help promote this plasticity and this rehabilitation?
So that's what the authors of this paper really wanted to test. So what they did was they used this music-based rehabilitation therapy. And what they did was they got the patients to play on an electronic drum kit or to play musical phrases on a keyboard with the hand that was affected by their stroke. So when you have a stroke, your motor functions are usually affected on one side of your body. And the researchers found that the patients that underwent this music-supported therapy showed significant improvements in their motor functions, both in the range of the movements that they could make and also the quality of the movements.
And did they have to undergo quite an extensive period of this music-supported therapy? I mean, what did they have to do? Did they have to play the bongo drums or the keyboard for, you know, hours and hours each day for a year in order to see a benefit?
This was a 10-hour stint, essentially, over the 4 weeks. So it's a relatively short period of time. And as the therapy could be quite entertaining, it seems like it's a non-strenuous way to kind of get people to really improve their motor skills. What was really interesting from this paper, though, was that the scientists found that within the brains of these stroke patients, there was increased electrical activity in the motor cortex, the bit that drives your muscles. And they found that the part of the brain involved in controlling movements was significantly reorganized as a result of this therapy.
So should all people who have had strokes, you know, maybe strokes many years ago, or they've just recently suffered from a stroke, should they all be rushing out and doing a bit of this music-supported therapy?
Certainly, these results indicate that even 6 months after a stroke, which is quite a significant period of time after the event, that this kind of therapy can be really, really helpful and reorganise the cortex in a completely beneficial fashion.